Someone asks a question regarding how self-realization affects our ability to create self-image. But the one who is self-realized still has any self-image. Again, the old issue, the old subject, what is self-realization versus what we think it is versus what they say it is. This question, in fact, is the question about how self-realization affects our me. It should be seen from that perspective. How does it transform? How does it dissolve the me? Whether it entirely eliminates me? And so forth. As we have spoken, the me is ultimately not our enemy. Its essence is divine. It is the first and foremost, the most important, the most essential expression of the soul, without which the soul could not operate and function in creation. But of course, there is the false me and the real me, the unconscious me, the conscious me, the me that has surrendered to the soul, pure me. The ability to create self-image is a function of me. And this function as such is positive because it allows to reflect on oneself in contrast to the environment, to orient oneself in the objectivity there is a self-image which is emotionally tainted, which is how we view ourselves in the eyes of others, how we compare ourselves to others, and different emotions attached to it, pride, anger, and so forth. And there is a self-image which is emotionally neutral. For instance, to know that you are sitting in a chair is a self-image faculty. If you did not know that, if you could not create self-image, you would not be able to be conscious, to realize the fact that you sit on a chair. Meaning that ultimately you'll be totally dysfunctional. Those beings, self-realized beings, so-called, who cannot create self-image, are usually in a transitory period of integration. Their me is not integrated with their realization, so they are like totally spaced out from reality. They cannot function, they cannot live normally. And that is acceptable as a transitory phase, but not something to wish for as a permanent condition. When me has surrendered, merged with the soul, the ability to create self-image is still retained, but the emotional weight, the sense of self-importance is being eliminated, meaning that me does not care how it is being seen by others, for instance. It does not compare itself with others. It profoundly does not care, does not give a damn. And this is because the me is to a large degree absent, absorbed in the consciousness of the soul. Only the soul, which is filling it up with meaning, bliss, and light, only the soul matters. Someone else asks about how to work on the level of the state of me when one has solidified me through different practices like mindfulness but does not have awakened I am. The answer is that it is simply not possible without I am to reach a state of me, because for the state of me to be reached, the me has to be dissolved in I am. It has to be opened up. The spaciousness aspect of me has to be actualized, which is impossible without the foundation of I am. The me is stuck in itself. Its highest achievement is to solidify itself through concentration, like in all those practices of mindfulness. The only relief one can have from that solidified me, which though has a positive qualities enabling us to step out of the mind, is in itself quite uncomfortable. The only relief is to move into being or heart to bypass this me. To surrender not the me itself, but below the me, so to speak, to open the inner space. Within which the me can partially forget itself. This is what, for instance, most of the Zen practices are leading to. A certain type of realization, which is a combination of deep being plus crystallized me. That is, you can say, Zen enlightenment, or one version of it. awareness, mindfulness, concentration, these are all functions of me. Based on personal will. Even though activization of the faculty of awareness, concentration, focus is important, one has to work with these energies with caution. Too much awareness can turn at one point against us, because too much energy is created, too much personal will, which afterwards we cannot dissolve. One becomes too present on the level of me, which is like a disease. We are striving to find a balance, a correct alchemical mixture between presence and absence, being conscious and being in the state of surrender, being unconscious in a positive way. Sitting, just being, not doing, letting go of the mind. Learning the fundamental art, how to exist truly. That is what we are doing here, learning how to exist. Everybody is learning how to function. But how to exist without the foundation of that knowledge? What is the use of any function? We are learning not merely to how to exist, we begin to exist. We are being born into existence through the birth of who we are. To exist is to embody the unchanging self. All else is just a process of becoming. It does not exist, it is constantly changing.